So basically, if you look at AgMIP, we really will talk a little bit about AgMIP and partners, and that's really what this overall session is this afternoon, to talk about the partnerships that exist, what it does. But I wanted to emphasize the multidimensional aspects of these partners, because that really becomes the critical value in all of this. And in looking at this, I really put it in two sets of partners. One is the experimentalist, one is the crop modelers, because if you really look at what the impact of AgMIP has been over time, it's the fact that we've bridged across groups that collect data, groups that model data, groups that compare the inner pieces of those data in ways that when we started this, what, 5 years ago now? It just seems longer. When we started this 5 years ago, we had a vision of really taking and going farther with crop models. How do we extract all of this? And what we've come to find is that when we begin to look at the experimentalists, is they do have a network of observations, but not all of that data fits the needs of what the crop modelers want. And so there's been a little play back and forth of saying, can you improve data sets to get these pieces, a number of different things. And all of this, the whole aspect of the database efforts, have really gone forward in a much different way than just saying, well, here's the data, but we've now talked about data harmonization. How do we really get this? Because as Senthil knows, when he led the first effort on the wheat model intercomparison, is that getting the data arranged to allow all those models was somewhat of an effort in all of this. The crop modelers, in terms of the partnerships, was really about different teams for different crops. You're going to hear pieces this afternoon on wheat, maize. There's some efforts going on with sugarcane, canola, that another piece just came in this morning. But the partnership in all of this has been the experiences among the crops. It hasn't been crop-centric. It's really been looking across and say, what do we know about each of those different crops and all those different pieces that go with that? So these partners have really gone in different ways that we've had other partners in terms of industry, in terms of looking at this, some very strong pieces of this. So here's the value of the partners, is that the value of the partners have identified the power of the ensembles of models, and in corollary with that, they've identified the power of regional data sets and multiple data sets across. It wasn't just about comparing one data set against the model, but all this in terms of distributed data. And then identified the importance of building database harmonization. That really becomes very critical out there. And Jim will talk more about the whole effort that we're trying to get through to just really collect data and put it into a way in which people can utilize their own data, but also make it available for other pieces. And then the other piece of this that it came in a partnership that really, I think, has changed the whole thought processes of the experimentalist, is how do we begin to identify improvements in models to account for CO2, temperature, and water interactions. And we can add nutrients and nitrogen and all of that along with that. But more importantly, what's the needed research to address these improvements? We start talking about these interactions that are going on, and particularly if we think about these models going forward in terms of simulating the impacts of climate change and climate scenarios in there, is that in reality, being able to account for CO2, temperature, water, nitrogen interactions is going to be fundamental to how we improve this, not only from a modeling perspective, but a fundamental in terms of being able to look at how do we really look at the genetic by environment, by management interaction, and all these different pieces. So AgMIP has really uncovered a lot of things, built a lot of relationships, fostered a lot of relationships, and more importantly, asked a lot of very important questions about what needs to get done and how do we put it together in some new and exciting ways. So, Senthil?